The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
This week we honor 250 years of valor and glory and triumph by the greatest fighting force ever to walk the face of the earth, the United States Army.
Yes, and here to celebrate with us the U.S. Army's 250th birthday, she is known as the Angel of the Desert by
nickname.
Other U.S. I mean, that is
That's such a cool nickname.
She also, our own Stacey Garrity of Pennsylvania, our great Treasury Secretary, she holds a record that I am sure President Trump is a little envious of, because she received more than 3.5 million votes, the most cast for any statewide candidate in Pennsylvania history, surpassing anybody else. The one and only, our favorite Angel of the Desert, our favorite redhead, Stacey Garrity. Good morning.
Hey, Don. So great to be with you.
Absolutely great to have you back again. So I know we can talk about the budget and get back to business about Pennsylvania and the budget here, but I just wanted your take on, you know, what this means to you as a member of the military. I mean, you left, I know you left the Army Reserve in 2016 at the rank of colonel and worked, you know, and then you went into the private sector, and then before entering politics, you know, getting the Republican nomination for that special election in Pennsylvania's 12th congressional district that you went on to win. But can you take us through what it means to you, Stacey Garrity, to celebrate the U.S. Army's 250th?
Absolutely. So on Monday in Harrisburg, we celebrated the Army's 250th birthday. And then I have to mention, today is Women Veterans Day in Pennsylvania. And so we celebrated that on June 10th with Tracy Pennycook. But, you know, being a veteran, Don, is part of who I am. And, you know, it's just amazing that for 250 years, the United States Army has stood as a beacon of courage and sacrifice. Our nation has the greatest military in the world, and it's rooted in the history of our tremendous United States Army, which obviously has been fighting for our freedom since before the Declaration of Independence was signed. And you know what? Our country's been through a lot in the last 250 years, from fighting the British to keeping the Union together to stopping the Nazis in Europe and terrorists in the Middle East. You know, countless soldiers, millions of soldiers have left their families and they've given their lives so that civilians at home didn't have to. And so this anniversary is tremendously meaningful to me.
And so for you, as you know, today celebrating, you know, especially here in Pennsylvania. Now, as far as this weekend, will you be in D.C.? Will you attend the military, the parade, and all the hoopla that's happening in D.C.?
No, I am not able to do that this weekend, but I have to tell you, every week we are basically celebrating our military. We just crossed the threshold of giving 500 military decorations back, and just recently we were able to give back the first ever Gold Star Mothers and Pilgrimage Medal that came in as unclaimed property. And it's pretty neat. It was from somebody from Lackawanna County, Private First Class Joseph William Morrison, who, you know what, died in action 10 days before the end of Armistice Day. So 10 days before the end of World War One.
Oh, my goodness. And as far as this goes, you know, when you, and I know as your job as Pennsylvania Treasurer, you oversee the office of more than 300 employees, a huge office, and protecting more than $170 billion in state assets. So for you, when we talk about the budget, I just wanted to put that in perspective. You see things, I imagine, a little differently because you're looking at Pennsylvania in a holistic way. And tell me if I'm putting if I'm saying this in a wrong way. But when you look at the budget and the budget process right now and what Governor Shapiro wants out of the budget, what do you see here? And what are you, what should we keep our eye on? Because you're somebody who has zoomed out. You're looking at the big picture perspective.
Right. So I'm glad you brought up the budget. You know, obviously we're supposed to have a budget June 30th. Clearly that is not going to happen. And you know what? The way I look at it is career politicians talk about getting stuff done, but real leaders are the ones who actually get it done. And you know what? Right now, I think that we all agree that Washington is showing what it means to lead. You know, look at the big, beautiful bill. There's so many things in there that are going to help, you know, middle America. But you know what? Harrisburg, not so much. And Pennsylvania right now, we're facing a multi-billion-dollar structural deficit, which of course means we're spending, you know, $3.5 billion more than what we're bringing in. And I have to tell you that since I've taken office, every single year we've spent more money than we've brought in. It was kind of masked by all the federal dollars, but that's coming to an end. So Governor Shapiro and his friends in the State House, they're devising ways to increase spending, increase taxes, and increase special interest handouts. So, you know, we're reaching this deadline very, very quickly, right around the corner, June 30th. And you know what? What's the governor and his Democratic friends doing? They're talking about which of their pet programs to prop up instead of talking about what they should be talking about, which is meaningful reform. You know, while they could be having thoughtful conversations about really growing our economy by unleashing our energy potential, you know what they're talking about? Legalizing pot. Mm-hmm. And people can have their own opinions on this issue, but Governor Shapiro seems to be more interested in igniting a joint than igniting our economy. And you know what? Hardworking Pennsylvania families, they just deserve better, Don.
Yeah. Amen to that. Yeah, and I think we had talked at some point, maybe it was during the Travis Mannion fundraising event that you were so gracious to help fundraise for that. But I think we had talked about at some point around that time this past spring earlier, Stacey Garrity, and that was, you know, thinking about the Department of Government Efficiency and kind of DOGE has become a verb to DOGE every budget process. You know, are there efforts underway as far as dozing this, you know, getting the pork out and looking at all the fat within the Pennsylvania budget?
Well, clearly not, because this year's budget proposal is $3.6 billion higher than last year. And they dip right into the rainy day fund, which is terrible. You know, if the Democrats in Harrisburg don't get common sense, our Commonwealth is going to be out of money before we know it. And you know, we talked about this. My office has been making government more efficient and cutting wasteful spending ever since I took office. So every day, my office reviews payments for more than 70 government agencies in Pennsylvania, which, if you ask me, is way too many. Mm-hmm. But last fiscal year alone, we stopped more than $1.7 billion and improper payments from going out the door. So improving efficiency in my office looks different than it currently does on the federal level. The work that my office does relates solely to payments and making sure they're not mismanaged for fraudulent. So my work has nothing to do with personnel and other agencies like it would on the federal level. But other agencies, yes, there are a lot of room for DOGE-like efficiency improvements, for sure.
So, you know, for you, Stacey Garrity, you're widely popular, and we've talked about this, that even basically Democrats and Governor Shapiro himself were basically endorsing you. And so that's how popular you are. So moving forward, would you, by the way, I don't think we've had on this celebration of women in the military, I don't think, have we had a female governor in Pennsylvania?
We have not.
Huh. Wonder who could, Dan Borowski, who could do that job?
Yeah.
You know?
I think I know somebody.
I think we know somebody. I mean, what's your plan?
You know, I think I've mentioned this to you before, but it has been such an honor to serve as the first Republican treasurer in 16 years. And the first, which I'm more proud of this, from rural Pennsylvania in more than 40 years. And you know, service has shaped my life. from 3 decades in the United States Army Reserve to another 3 decades in the private sector, you know, at the same time. But we are at a crossroads. And like many Pennsylvanians across the Commonwealth, I am thinking about what comes next. So, yes, I am very seriously considering a run for governor. And Don, if I'm being honest, I'm probably close to 90% of the way there.
Wonderful.
But you know what? I want to hear from all of your listeners. Send me an email. Reach out on social media. Let me know what you're thinking. Because here's the reality. Josh Shapiro is going to be hard to beat, and it's going to be an all-hands-on-deck mission. So if we do this thing, I'm going to need everyone's help to get it done. But I will promise you this. I will always, always stand up for what is right for the people of Pennsylvania, no matter what my role is.
So I want you to go to @PA Treasurer. This is Stacey Garrity. And I want you to make sure you tag us here at PHT, at Dawn Stensland, tag all of us because we want to track this. But so this is our real-time poll as we're making news here. You could be the final 10% to help Stacey Garrity, you know, make this all-important decision. But that's exciting, and not just because you're a woman, and you know, I mean, I think everybody knows me. I'm not about that at all. But it is a cool little factoid as well. But this could be amazing for all of you watching on YouTube, listening right now. Let us know and make sure that you you tag us with your comments to Stacey Garrity, our @PA Treasurer. Let her know. Now, do you have a separate account? As far as, or is it just @PA Treasurer? That's the question here. Or should they tag you on, where should they tag you? On social media?
Garrity4PA.
Okay, so it's Garrity4PA. That's where you want to tag. And make sure you tag us as well. So, Stacey Garrity, thank you so much. Now, how long do people have? What's the timeline here that everybody can get in touch with you, give you the thumbs up, or because it's like a pulse of the people poll that you're taking. So what's your timeline?
Probably, you know, later in the summer.
Okay.
I don't think we can wait longer than that.
Yeah. With filing deadlines and whatnot. And
already getting great support on social media. So.
Yeah, you're already getting it. So we'll have fun with this one. Stacey Garrity, we appreciate seriously your service, most of all your military service, of course, as we think about this weekend. But as well, we appreciate what you're doing for Pennsylvania. It's all good. I think you're about to get a wave of extra support. That's what I'm seeing right now.
Well, thank you, Don. And thanks again for having me. And happy 250th birthday.
The Don Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.